رواية العزة، رواية الرياضة، رواية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. دستور يا سيدي مدد، دستور يا سيدي شيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني مدد، دستور يا سيدي يا سلطان الأولياء شيخ شعب الله فايت الدارستاني مدد. نو مدد نو سبورت، نو مدد نو توك، نو مدد نو انرجي، نو مدد نو فود، نو مدد نو بروفيجن، نو مدد نو ويلث، نو مدد نو هيلث، نو مدد nothing will happen. With مدد things change. If you leave the matter to ourselves, you leave the matter to yourself, without their support, you will be like the others. We hope that all human beings will come to this door, door of Awliyaullah, in order to be supported. We hope that all human beings come to the door of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order that they will be supported. Technology improve. It's not?
No.
Day by day, it's changing. You cannot say, I want to go back to 1950. I was in the university in the 60s, late 60s. You have to have a course on IBM machines, computers at that time. One computer needs space more than this room 2-3 times in the university. One. And what it produced? It produced a card that it punched in it. So you have to take that card and put it to read it, for another computer to read it. You don't want to go back to that. You are using now technology, very fast laptop. And every day they are giving you new and new and new technology. Yeah. If that is for dunya, what is for the message? You cannot compare what Sayyidina Adam came with and Sayyidina Nuh came with. Sayyidina Nuh was more given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for as a heavenly message, different from what Adam was given. Adam was given to his time, what is necessary for that time. Sayyidina Nuh is what is necessary for his time, with different with different software, with different knowledges. It depends the level of the of prophets. Not all of them of the same level. So what Adam was being given is different of what Nuh was being given. And what Nuh was being given is different of what Ibrahim has been given. As you are moving forward, everything is improving. The lifestyle in the time of Sayyidina Nuh is different from the lifestyle in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Changed. Sayyidina Ibrahim was given different of what Sayyidina Musa given. It changed. Similarly, Sayyidina Isa was given different of Sayyidina Muhammad was given. And what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi was given is the highest perfect technology, heavenly technology, heavenly system. And that's why we don't see any prophet after the seals of messengers. So I have to go back to the IBM computer that was filling three rooms like this room, huge room, to make the computer to work and give me very limited information, instead of using a technology of today, a computer of today that can let you everywhere. That is give you an idea. These computers today and the internet give you an idea, very important idea that we have to think about it. Go sit by yourself and think. Subhanallah, how everything being connected through that internet. Every human being today is connected. All of them connected through one system, that they can reach each other, they can talk with each other. So there must be a server, if you call it server, what you call it? The system that connects everything.
Main server.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he gave human being the know-how of a main server for everyone to be connected, does not describe dome, don't like to call it server, kubba,
dome, that everything, every little atom in this universe, Allah created a dome that can connect every smallest atom of any species or any minerals or any living and non-living elements are connected with each other, because all of them, they live and they speak, even non-living. So then, if you have many organizations and you go under one, what you call it, the mother organization, the umbrella organization. In business, you don't call it umbrella, you say holding company. That's under it, holding many different small companies. Can have 100 companies under it. And all of them, they are connected to the main one, to main holding company. So all of them, they are connected to the main server. All of them, they are connected to that heavenly dome that is being called between awliyaullah kubbatul arzak, the dome of provisions. Provisions doesn't mean only food. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to this universe is provided by Him. So it is a provision by Him. And what you think about that dome that is the umbrella of everything, that is the main server of everything, that is the main connection that people can interact with each other through that dome. That's why that verse of Holy Quran comes here, that not verse of Holy Quran, but is the holy hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is a holy hadith. Awliya'i tahta qibabi. My awliya, my saints, under my domes. Means every wali has a dome, has a connection, has a server that connects those who are connected to him. They are connected under that dome. The other wali has another door, another dome. The other wali has another dome. You have big domes, you have small domes. Sayyida Maryam had one dome, small. They are asking what Maulana is meaning by dom dom. Oh, listeners and viewers, you have to know that he is meaning by dom dom is that dom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to awliyaullah, to every very different dom. And all of them are under the main dome that been given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is calling you through dom dom in order that to tell you that you are all under that heavenly dome that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. As much as he is mentioning it, when he is singing, it is a heavenly singing, asking Allah to open for you your dome. Because his students, murids, are going to be, and they are, domes for others in the Day of Judgment. They are going to be like shining star in the Day of Judgment, like in a dark night you see these stars. Murids of Naqshbandi order and others, they are speaking about this tariqah, they can speak about their own tariqahs, others, up to them. They are going to be like shining stars. They can be identified easily where they are. Come, all of you. Ashabi kan nujum. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my companions are like stars. Awliyaullah, they say, our followers are like stars. But not the rank of sahaba, something else. Rank of companions no one can reach. They are shining stars, sahaba, their stars cannot be imagined, huge. But awliyaullah students, there are also, there are small tiny stars that are shining, depend on the level of each one. You want to be a big star or a small star? Which one you like? Everyone likes to be what? Big star. Not Hollywood star. Big star or small star, they call them like that, big star. They are big star in the way they think. But not big star in awliyaullah's understanding. Big stars in Awliya Allah understanding are the murids, the students. They are coming and listening to their shuyukh in their presence or through their representative or through the internet today. So, awliya'i tahta qibabi, my saints under my dome. Prophet said, Ashabika al-Nujum, my companions are like stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ, with anyone that you be guided, anyone you follow, you be guided. Awliya Allah, they inherited from Prophet ﷺ and Sahaba a secret that there are many Awliya Allah, 124,000. Choose Sahaba, they were also 124,000 Sahaba. Even one young child saw Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is considered his companion. Is considered a companion. Even a child. Means a star, but not like a huge star. It's a star. Even you follow that child that saw Prophet one time is enough for your happiness all your life. But how you can see? Because through his eyes, there will be the eyes of Prophet. He looked into his eyes. He saw Prophet. That reflection of the light of the Muhammadi light will be dispatched. And this light never stops because light's constant. Moving in a speed of 300,000 kilometers per second. Never dies that light. So the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is sending to the Ummah never dies, always continuous moving. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to him, Awliya'i tahta qibabi, my saints under my domes. If everyone was given a dome like Sayyida Maryam. If Sayyida Maryam find provisions, means they find provisions, spiritual and physical. They are not in need of anyone. Allah makes people to serve them. Don't think if the Sheikh supports you, he will let you down. How many times we suffered here? From murids even. And one day, Maulana stood up when he came here. He said, my son doesn't need all of you. California. Hisham doesn't need all of you. He has my support. It's enough for him. So when you are supported, don't worry. All of you are supported. Or else you don't come for these associations. Everyone around the world that they are followers of Maulana Sheikh, they are supported. If they were not supported, they would never listen. They don't care. But I am surprised that all of them, they, all of us, instead of say them, we are similar, all of us, we declare that we love our ships. No? Even leave that on the side. If a politician going to speak on TV, everyone will stop his work if he is working anywhere, or stop his whatever he is doing in order to watch what that politician is going to say. No. All everyone open on the TV all around the world, isn't it? No. And they broadcasted live. Millions of people to listen to a dirty speech. No benefit from it, except for dirty reason and dirty word. Because they want to see, to hear what that person is going to say in order to know about what they have to interact. And what you think about someone who is taking you to the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speaking to you, from that ocean, don't think he is sitting on his chair and talking like someone else. He is connected, and you are connected through him. Don't lose that live broadcast, heavenly one, that sending through it heavenly messages and heavenly knowledges that uplifting you to higher and higher. I'm surprised when I look at the names of people watching, it doesn't click in my mind, because I know that there are many more than what we are seeing. They are not watching. Where are they? From murid. No importance how you say, I love the Sheikh. If a president wants to give a speech, everyone waiting for the, broadcast, but they say the best time. Like 8 o'clock in the evening.
Prime time.
Prime time. Oh! Dumb. Shaitan is making us dumb, deaf, blind. We know that there is a broadcasting, living broadcasting, full of blessings coming from heavens, from that dome, which we didn't describe yet, from that main dome that all domes are under it, dome of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, provision dome, Qubbatul Arzak, providing you with all kind of necessary informations about your spirit and how to behave and to improve your moral excellence, and to give you secrets that you never heard it before, even to your heart, not necessarily your body to know about it. Where are you, O people, when this prime time live broadcasting is being transmitted? You say to yourself, like we say all of us, and I'm not excluding and making people better than other, but we'll hear it later. Okay, no problem.
can hear it later, but that moment that tajalli, these blessings were coming, because it's open. You are hearing, you get it. You are not hearing, you still get something, but not all of it. Like Sayyidina Imam al-Ghazali, Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, one of the big scholars in Tasawwuf and in Sharia. Before he became open-hearted, he was, like everyone, a scholar, but he has doubt. Gossips comes to his heart also. You see, inayatullah, when it comes, it comes. Allah's divine care, when it comes, that's what counts. You don't know when it will come. So you have to keep continuously observing and watching the appropriate time that it is coming and you'll be under it. So you have to be always ready. Tataharra.
Seeking.
The time that it will appear, like they go for Ramadan to see the moon, they go to the beach, at the seashore, before Maghrib, between last moment of sun to go sunset, in order to see the moon. We say, Yataharru al-Qamar.
They seek out
for the moon, or they search, is Yataharra in Arabic. Also, awliyaullah, they seek and out, or they try to reach out the appropriate time when this Allah's divine care is coming, in order that jump into it. Imam Ghazali was sitting, and as normal, he's sitting, but one day he has to write an important letter to save someone from being hanged or tortured. And a fly came on the ink to drink from, he was holding the rishan, the feather, to write. He looked and he said to himself, when Allah was His divinely care to reach, it will reach at that moment. But you have to be always ready for it. Said, that fly, Allah created it, and me, Allah created me. And both of us, we've been created for the love and the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And tonight is the night of Prophet's birthday. Sunday evening means Laylatul Isnain, the night of Monday. I will leave that fly to suck that ink because it's thirsty, for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad, for the sake of his mawlid. We are coming to see in the coming sessions what is the importance of the mawlid. So he let it to drink. That night, it was the night of the divinely care. So as he was letting it, inayatullah adrakat. The divinely care reached him. But he was there. He was ready for it. You don't know when it comes. That you have to prepare yourself. It's
spontaneous it comes. That night, because it coincides the same night of 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, same night of Monday, same time of Prophet birth moment, he was letting that flight to drink from that water, from that ink, for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that action of from Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. His divinely care reached him. He gave him an ascension, a mi'raj, in that moment to ascend. That's why it opened on him. It's not because he studied any of the scholarly material that spirituality and sainthood been opened for him. It's because this small action that Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, mentioned it to us. So when that station is open, that divinely care will reach you, not on your own time, but on their own time, heavenly time. So when you are ready every day, sitting and waiting, at any moment it might reach you. We know it's on demand. Can see it later, and many are seeing later. But try. If you try and you are not successful because of work, you have excuse, it's okay. But if you are a lazy, like all, most of us, we are lazy, sleeping. Okay. Here we can understand, it's a different time in America. But what about Europe? And Middle East, and Arab cities, countries, and Far East, they're still in the same time zone. Difference 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours. But still, they receive something. And those translators that you are translating, what is coming from that dome of knowledge, don't think you are not being rewarded for what you are doing. Every letter you are writing, Allah is opening to your heart 12,000 oceans of knowledge from the secret of Mawlana's request and praying for them, because they have a dedication every day, every moment, to write and translate, to make Mawlana's speech accessible to everyone. So increase people that can translate, and they will be, and more people will be reading. Like, I'm not seeing Russian language. Central Asia, everyone knows Russian. Why no one is not transcribing? Russia itself, in Moscow, many, they come to Mawlana Sheikh, they want to help to build a masjid, to build this, and Mawlana helps them. Where are they, them sitting or not translating? Many of them, even the Mufti there, of Moscow. So the importance of that Qubbatul Arzaq, the Dome of Provisions, is the main source for heavenly secrets that will be sent to the heart of people. You have your computer. I was asking someone, yes, 2 days, teaching, I don't know these things, but I'm asking. That person said, oh, I was complaining about one here, that he is not reading his emails, that they come to his computer. Oh, he said, I have 1,000 emails, I'm busy. The other one said, oh, nothing. I have in my inbox 20,000. And I never read them. means these emails, they come to your computer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they are transferred to the archives, and they sit there. Whenever you need them, you get them. You think awliyaullah, they don't have emails, means inspirations, that they send to your heart. And when you are not available, they keep sending, and you are keep, and your heart, your computer heart, your heart as a computer is saving these inspirations and send them to archives to sit there. When you become free, when you have time to read them. In dunya, yeah. In dunya work, when you have 20,000 awliyaullah, sorry, cannot do that. For awliyaullah, when they open for you,
you can read them. Means when they give you, when you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't see your ego, you are clean, they will let you to see what they have already inspired you through these many years of broadcasting to your heart and sending it to the archive, and they archive it to you. I was asking someone, he's still explaining to me. He said, oh, Google, Sheikh Google is a big wali now, Google. Google will archive for you. Everything depends on what you like to put under alphabetic order.
Yeah?
No.
It's correct that?
Yes.
I heard it. I never know it. I heard it. You think awliyaullah, they cannot archive for you all their inspirations that they are sending, in order that one day you can retrieve them and look into them. So we will go into that dome of provisions, continue next time. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatiha. Dome. That dome. Too many meanings for dome.
Bahar Sidi.
Bahar, Bahid. I saw someone here. Bilal, I saw Bilal here. Bilal.